services. Live from Music City, USA. Junior, superstar Waylon Jennings, singer-songwriter Merle Kilgore, and the fabulous Bama Band. Okay.
They're making a lot of noise.
I'll tell you what I want to do.
Yes.
I've got some amazing statistics. I'm going to read them, and then I'll have you bring him on, as you might every, you know, each evening when you're out on the road. These are statistics about Hank Williams Jr., which are kind of interesting. If you stacked all the LPs he ever sold on top of each other, the stack would be 33 miles high. If you played every album he ever sold 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it would take 1,000 years. If you laid every album he ever sold end to end, they would stretch from Hollywood to New York City. Now, you bring on the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Entertainer of the Year for the past three times, Bull Cephas, Hank Williams Jr.
Welcome to our show.
What a show! tonight.
My people, Ralph.
He used that line.
Oh, he used it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hank, how you doing?
Extra good.
I want to welcome you to our show.
Thank you, Ralph.
You know, actually, I got to thinking, you've got two guys here who have both emceed your shows on the road.
That's
I used to work with you and the Big A.
Oh, yeah.
The
People
Big,
don't realize it, do they, Ralph?
The Big A was Miss Audrey.
Yeah.
And
she said went.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody lived in fear of the Big A.
That's right. Especially you and Merle.
Yeah. I can remember when Waylon was on the show, he didn't have a band in those days.
That's right, and so was Merle Haggard.
And when
we were doing the Audrey Williams Caravan of Stars, which you guys would like to tell you, and they were sitting around wondering if this guy Merle Haggard or if this other one Waylon Jennings was going to be stars.
Well,
that's
that
how long ago we were doing shows.
That worked out.
I was about 14. You were about 16, weren't you, Ralph?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. He was 17.
I was 17.
Let me ask you, what I've heard so many stories. What is the what does the name Bo Sivas mean, or where did it come from?
Well, I think the story. And like you said, there's a lot of them. Rod Brasfield, the great comedian on the Grand Ole Opry, did an act with a little dummy, kind of like Shotgun Red on the national network.
Okay.
You know? He called that dummy Bo Sivas. And I, you know, at two, or whatever it was, you know, naturally attracted to Rod Brasfield and the little dummy. And that's one of the stories I've heard, that it came from Rod Brasfield's little pal. And the other one is that it came from down in Louisiana, where Daddy spent a lot of time when he wrote Jambalaya and all. It was a nickname that a lot of people used down there at that time.
So you are left to choose which one to believe, then.
Another story is that it's the name of Alexander the Great's horse, Bo Sivas.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, you know, what does that mean?
I just thought I'd throw it in.
Hank, I want to ask you, have you ever pulled any dirty tricks on Merle?
Nice
oh.
guy.
Oh, good.
Have you ever pulled any dirty tricks on Merle?
Well, you know, my daddy could pull some pretty good tricks. Not everybody knows that. He was pretty good at that. He had good teachers in his band, like Sammy Pruitt, and especially Don Helms.
Yeah.
So I had good teachers from them. And I've stolen his wheels and tires off of his new expensive car.
Yeah.
Put them in the trunk of my car. Put his car up on blocks.
Yeah.
Put a chicken in the car.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Put a nasty note in the car. And sold his wheels and tires back to him.
That's right. It was on a weekend.
I did.
Well, I want to know is why did you buy them?
It was on a weekend. Everything was closed.
Huh?
I wanted to go to the shopping center.
Anybody that knows Merle Gilgore, Ralph, you know, if he's without his, you know, limo, you know, he's not the outdoorsman of the year, Ralph.
How did you make this sale, though? I mean, weren't you telling me you got the time?
I would have had a video if they hadn't have had an emergency. I knew this sheriff there and the TV station. We were going to have a video that we could have all watched and laughed at, but they had a real emergency. And they were making the imprints of our footprints. You know, and Merle said, oh, don't step in those. That's the guys right there that did it.
Crime
so,
scene.
You know, he had this new car up on blocks, and I told him that I called and found him this great deal for $600-something. He could have a new set of wheels and tires, and he said, oh, that's great. And, of course, he's never changed a tire in his life. How would he know what a
never.
Tire looks like?
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Live from Music City, USA, there's more Nashville Now on the way. You're watching the Nashville Network.
Tonight we have another very, very special guest, and I think he, quite frankly, I think he is one of Hank Jr.'s idols, as well as millions of Americans. I'm talking about a man we affectionately call Waymore, Waylon Jennings.
What a show.
Waylon, welcome back.
Yeah. Hey, man, grab a guitar.
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I want to welcome you back. I want to ask you first how you met Hank.
Oh, first time I met Hank, y'all were talking about some of the shows a while ago. We were on those shows, and so me and Hank got to hanging out together. I was the only person in the world that Audrey would trust Hank with.
I could ride his bus.
That was a hot one.
That's a hot one.
Yeah.
And, I've never heard that line before. Go ahead. This is interesting.
Yeah, this is, you know, I mean, it was a briar patch and all right there.
You mean she entrusted him into your care?
Well, how about him?
Yeah. Me and Merle raised this boy.
Yeah.
Anything, well, not everything he does we taught him, but some of the things.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
I remember once we were on the road and you were learning to play the banjo.
Yeah,
me and him together.
Drove us crazy.
He
played it on the bus, in the bathroom, in the dressing room, and backstage while everybody else is working. You
go out to Earl Scruggs' house and Sonny Osborne's, drive them crazy. He can play it too. But that's the difference, Ralph, in the... when somebody wants to play and when you got a child and say, you better learn to play that piano, you know, it won't work. Because he plays it, too. We got together playing banjo.
You mean Waylon plays the banjo?
Yes, sir.
Very badly.
I didn't
very
know that.
Badly. Hank went ahead and learned, you know. But I didn't. I could just swat at it.
Oh.
But I remember we were really hoping he would soon learn to play.
Yeah. I don't know why they all hated this.
What we'd like to do is have a little guitar pulling.
Yeah.
All right. If you'll take that extra guitar there, and Hank, if you'll pick up one, this can go any direction you want it to.
Well, I should have a banjo.
Huh?
Yeah,
well,
a five string.
Yeah, that's like you, a, that thing.
Hank,
like
you want to start this?
I got one. That's like a toenail. I got my own with my own name on it.
You want to start this, Hank, or you want to start it?
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, how about mind your own business?
Mind your own business.
Yeah.
That's all.
If the wife and I are fussing, buddy, that's all right. Me and that woman got a license to fight, why don't you mind your own business? Business, then you won't be minding mine.
That's the way.
Now, all right.
That's without Reba.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Waylon Jennings song?
Oh, good Lord.
You got time?
I got a lot. You know, I don't know if I could pick one out. I like a whole bunch of old
Always
ones.
Been crazy.
Yeah, but gosh, you know.
I'll tell you what we can do for you.
Too many of them.
We can do some conversation.
Oh, yeah. Conversation.
You recorded the conversation.
Yeah.
All right.
We wrote it together, too.
Yep.
You know?
This is about Hank.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what we were doing.
Is that what started all this? We're sitting around talking about Hank?
You want to do something?
Sitting around, yeah.
I think we do an E.
Yeah.
Best I remember, anyway.
That's right.
Hank, let's talk about your daddy. How your mama loved that name.
Just break out a bottle, Hoss. Tell you about the drifting cowboy band.
We won't talk about the habits,
just the music and the man.
Yes, sir.
Now, Hank, you just gotta tell me, did your daddy really write all them songs?
I don't deserve no answer, Hoss. Let's light up and let them move along.
Did he write them about your mama? About the man who done her wrong? Yeah, back then they called him crazy. Nowadays they call him a saint. Now the ones that call him crazy, Lord, just riding on his name. If he was here right now, Bocephus, would he think that we were right? Do you think he might?
Yeah. Don't you know he would walk tall shit? He'd be right here by our side.
If he left for a show at the Pro Bowl, he'd be the first one on the bus and ready to ride.
Not wanting to go.
Wherever he is, yeah. Wherever he is, I hope he's happy. And I hope he's doing well.
He is, cause he's got one arm around Miss Audrey now, and he sure did love her and raise in hell.
Bet on that. I won't ask you no more questions. Stories only Hank can tell.
Yeah, back then they called him crazy. Nowadays they call him a saint. Most folks don't know they fired him from the Opry. Caused his biggest pain. I love to tell you about the lovesick blues boy and how Miss Audrey loved that man.
Yeah, you know I always love to listen to the stories about that drifting cowboy band.
Me too.
And the man.
Right, get down, right to down to it.
Still the most wanted outlaw in the land.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You got it.
That's it.
You done good. You
that
did.
Is a magic moment. A conversation. We'll be right back in a moment.
Good.
Friend. Here again is our special guest and the entertainer of the year, Hank Williams Jr.
I'm just a man. I breathe and I bleed. Yes, I got feelings. Making me feel special.
your specialty. Cause I'm not made of steel, and I'm not made of stone. I'm not a superhero, Lord, I am flesh and bone. I'm not made of steel, I'm not made of stone. I'm not a superhero, Lord, I know I'm flesh and bone. I am just a man. Yeah, I breathe and I bleed, and I've got feelings. I hear and I see. You are the lady that brings those good feelings out in me, making me feel kind of special. Baby, that's your specialty.
Have a seat here. Let me, Hank, I want to introduce these gentlemen. This is going to be a surprise for you. I know you don't know, you're not supposed to know anything about this. Mr. Kilgore tells me you don't. But we have tonight with us Neil Spielberg, who is sitting next to Hank. He's national sales manager for Warner Brothers Records from Nashville. And Barry Beckett, who is co-producer of the hit album Wild Streak. And gentlemen, I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah.
Hank, in the years you've been with Warner Brothers, you've released 19 albums. You've sold 16 million units worldwide. 15 of them have gone gold, and 3 of them have gone platinum. And tonight, we're here, Barry Beckett and I have come here to present you with your 16th gold record for Wild Streak.
All right.
Barry's going to read the inscription on the plaque here.
Hank, this reads, presented to Hank Williams Jr. to commemorate the sale of more than 500,000 copies of the Warner Curb album and cassette, Wild Streak. Yeah. And by the way, I'll have to tell you now, we're up to 700,000.
Close to platinum.
Yes.
You know, this is wonderful.
That's brilliant.
Congratulations.
Let's show it to the folks at home. And congratulations.
It's wonderful, Ralph, because, of course, we're sitting with a guy here like Waylon. You know, he carpets his bathrooms and all his platinum and gold albums there.
Hank,
and I
used to play
sit
around
his
thing.
House, and I said, I won't never have anything like that. I'll never have anything like that. Mine used to come out lead, and then they went copper. You know?
which album was the first one to go gold?
Oh, it had to be Family Tradition, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And this is 16?
Number 16.
This is number 16. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. 3 platinum,
right.
And 13 gold?
16 gold. 16, Ralph. 16.
Okay.
Tell him, Ralph.
3 platinum, and then all 16 would be gold.
Right.
Okay, I got you. All right. They're all screaming over there, I should take a break. Hank, congratulations. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I want you to get a good shot of what Hank's album, Wild Streak, his gold album, looks like. Hank, repeat what you just said to me. I think that's kind of interesting. You were just reflecting.
Well,
39 years old.
Yeah. I'm 39 years old. I've made, I think this is number 56.
55.
This is my 55th album. And it went number one in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Faster than one I've ever had. And the one before was the fastest ever was Born to Boogie, Bang. And now this one, it's hard for me to believe. It is.
Kind of a nice thing to happen, isn't it?
It's a real nice thing to happen. And it's just a wonderful feeling. It's hard to believe, you know, that something could happen. Because you know how many albums I had out before. But I took a little more interest in them later. But, you know, usually in that point of someone's career, it's, kind of on the downside after 50 or 60.
Everything is looking up.
Everything looking up good.
Hey, Ralph, can I just jump in here?
Could I prevent it?
Now, listen, Hank doesn't want to be dramatic, but I will be. The reason Waylon is here is when Hank said, I'm going to do the music my way, here's the first guy that says, yeah, you're right, do it your way.
Oh, yeah.
And he put him on the shows.
Him and Johnny Cash, you know, they were always that way. Hey, go out there and do it the way you want to do it. Play the guitar, play the banjo, play the congo drum, play the fiddle, play everything you want to play. And this guy, of course, was always, of course, he kind of revolutionized country music anyway. And I just wanted to come along and shine it up.
That's right.
Merle, shine it up. Shine it up.
Merle, if you would, please bring on. Bring me here. Well, I think it might be appropriate if you brought on this young fella here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You know, Hank, one of the hardest things to do is, I guess, and I've seen Hank ever since he was young until he's old like he is now. But he no longer lives in anybody's shadow. In my book, I mean, Hank Jr., a lot of people might get mad at me, but I think he makes his daddy look like a sharecropper. He's great.
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of people may get mad at you, Waylon.
A lot of people have been mad at me before.
Bring him on.
Here's the great Hank Williams Jr.
Over hell on earth.
Hank, thank you very much. We'll have more music from Hank Whalen and the Bama Band. Okay. By the way, let's let Whalen do a little pitching here. Could I show this? Whalen's got a new album, and I think this comes out in September.
September 19th, yeah.
You
I got a new single off of that just came out.
What's the single?
It's called How Much Is It Worth to Live in L.A.?
And this, I like that title.
I see you wrote one of the songs here with Tony Joe White.
Yeah.
What's the album title, Waylon?
It's called Full Circle.
And that'll be coming out in, what, about a month?
Yep.
All right, my friend.
Every home ought to have one.
Now, Merle, I believe there is one member of the Bama Band tonight. Well, I guess this is an appropriate way to finish off this show. The song is Are You Sure Hank Would Have Done It This Way. Here's Hank Jr. and Whalen.
Say this, but before we leave tonight, I did not mention the CMA nominations for Hank Jr. for Entertainer of the Year, for Album of the Year, Born to Boogie, Male Vocalist of the Year. Hank, congratulations. And I assume you still go fishing, so we'd like to give you the little fishing hat there.
You bet I do.
And one for you, for your Merle-ness.
Thank you, sir.
And for Watashi.
Yes.
And well, I want to thank all you guys for coming out tonight. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
This really has.
Good. We'll bring a bunch of old antique guns next time and talk about what we used to do.
I got a new one.
Yeah,
you got a new what?
New antique gun, 357 Magnum. They made 400 of them. You're going to be jealous.
Oh, I will be.
And they've also got a Hank Williams Museum, haven't they?
Yes, we have, featuring Hank's collectibles, about 30 beautiful antique cars and collectible cars in the 50s and 60s. Paris, Tennessee.
Okay. Tonight, our thanks to Waylon Jennings, to Hank Williams Jr., Merle Kilgore, and the Bama Band for making a wonderful show. Let's hear it for everybody. Mr. Whitehurst, let's go home. Good night, everybody.
For concert-style performances in the comfort of your own home, sit back and view today's top country talent as they premiere tunes from their most recent album, and it happens nightly on New Country, next on the Nashville Network.